We're not going to be able to go live quite yet. Hang on, working on it.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Thursday morning in downtown Green Bay, where it's 29 degrees, and it feels balmy after being about 3 below 0 the other day.
Right.
And it's, you see that forecast? 40.
I know. We're looking good.
Fantastic weekend heading into Sunday night, where everybody in the world is going to be watching Lambeau Field.
I hope they're watching for the right reason, Johnny. And that's that the Packers.
You know, I don't care what reason watch it for. I just like the fact that we are in the hub of where everything's going on.
It is.
Old Green Bay that people want to put down at times. Yep. And our big city is so much cooler than yours and all those kind of things.
You know what? Cool.
I don't care the reasons. I think it's awesome.
We've always loved the national spotlight.
Yep.
And that from presidential visits to just playoff games, it's.
Well, we've got such a big show going on.
We do.
Didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, that's fine. I just thought we're on.
But I knew that next thing was because when I was mayor and the building. So
it's so good to be back in the big chair.
I missed you when you were gone.
A roadblock in there, Todd. We got a full show today, and I'm so excited about our very first guest. Rebecca, are you there?
I am. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rebecca. This is Lieutenant Colonel Rebecca Bronner. And if you want to feel old, anybody, when you announce somebody as Lieutenant Colonel and she went to school with your daughter, you feel really old.
Wow.
Yes.
But then again.
I am.
He is.
Yes.
So.
But Lieutenant Colonel Bronner has had such a remarkable career. Rebecca, talk a little bit about where it all began and what you're doing now, because it's pretty impressive.
Oh, well, you're very flattering. Thank you. So I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I joined the Army Reserve in 2002. Back when I was in college at UW Parkside, I did the ROTC program at Marquette University, and it's been pretty much nothing but fun ever since. I mean, of course, there's moments of not fun because it is a job that we can all identify with that, I'm sure. I've spent about the last 20 years traveling around the country, deployed to Iraq. My first unit was the 432nd Civil Affairs Battalion, Army Reserve, out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And from there, it's just taken me on a really fun ride and a fun career. And I'm now at Fort Liberty, North Carolina. I serve as the Director for Equal Opportunity for the United States Army Reserve Command.
Correct me on that. It's no longer Fort Bragg. Is that right?
Nope. A couple of months ago, in a lot of the name changes for the installations, Fort Bragg was one of the name changes, and it's now known as Fort Liberty.
Wow, that's cool. I did not know that.
Yeah, hey, it's hard to get used to, but it's coming. It's got a nice ring to it. Fort Liberty.
Where were you in Iraq, Rebecca?
I was there in 2007-2008.
Were you at Camp Liberty there?
I was.
Were you there when I was there, when I embedded?
I was, actually, okay. Yes.
All right. Because Christy Van Lannen and Amanda Johnson and all those people were part of it.
All the best people to serve with. We had a lot of fun out there.
Rebecca, I never go anywhere when I speak that I don't mention that. And I don't mention, this is what I always say, is that, you know, there was that thing a few years ago where Congress was, you know, debating whether or not female soldiers should be allowed on the front lines. And I told them, folks, go to Iraq and go on a little mission, a civil affairs mission with them to these villages. Tell me that's not the front lines. You guys run the front lines all the time.
Yeah, we were. It's something we've been doing. Women have been on the front lines in the military for as long as the military's been around. It's just in different varying capacities. So, but yeah, now we have the opportunity to serve anywhere anybody else is serving. It's great.
I talked about the little mission I went out with them outside of Baghdad with Amanda Johnson and Christy Van Lannen and at least one other female. And we went into a little village, and the women and the kids, when they saw the females walk up, just embraced them. And the kids were running up to them. And it was just incredible. And those women, those female officers, soldiers were getting so much more information than any male ever could have gotten from those people. It was such a vital role that the civil affairs and the females played in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's incredible. And you guys don't get the recognition you deserve.
Well, I appreciate that. It really is. I will say there's a lot of cross-cultural norms throughout the world. And one of them is children will flock to each other no matter who they are, what language they speak, where they come from. All they see is another kid, and women are kind of the same. We have different things we like to talk about. I'm sure you all understand. And when we see another woman in the area, we're happy to go and hang out with them, with each other. So it really is. That was a really amazing and special mission. I did work the mission for the Afghan resettlement a couple of years ago at Fort McCoy. And I was at Fort McCoy for about 4 months, and the people on the other side of Wisconsin were absolutely lovely and helpful in welcoming our Afghan counterparts and our Afghan guests that came to during the resettlement and the shutdown of Afghanistan. But I did a very similar role there as well, and it was a lot of, again, female soldiers that were helping women Afghan and Afghan children. It's just, you know, a connection we all have together. So, yeah, thank you.
Okay, we got a little bit of a late start today because our Veterans Day show that ran over. So we got a minute for this segment, but then we're just going to send a real quick break and have you back. But we're going to talk about a very special project that a cousin of yours did here in Howard. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you've got somebody, one of the highest ranking former military, now civilian liaisons in the country coming up to Howard to go to your cousin's school and meet with the kids today. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, Mr. Bill Hamilton.
Okay, we're going to talk all about that as soon as we come back. Stay with us, but a minute break. We'll be right back. Lieutenant Colonel Rebecca Bronner of the 432nd, back after this. Reputations changeable, situations terrible. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW and WISS. Got a text here. Drive safe, listeners. More brine is needed for the slippery roads.
I came off, what is this up here? Dousman turning onto Washington, and my brakes kind of...
Really?
It was slick, and I didn't even see it, so...
That brine thing. Okay, anyway, we'll talk about that some later.
The mayor and him's coming out. Put that on hold.
Let me tell you about how to handle roads.
Hang on, here we go.
In about 20 minutes. Exactly. We got a lot more important things to talk about.
Yes.
We have a lieutenant colonel on the line, which is...
Rebecca Bronner.
With the 432nd, so that's...
Are you still with the 432nd, Rebecca? Hello?
She should be there.
Rebecca?
Rebecca, please wake up.
I'm going to try and contact you again.
That's a great idea.
I think the 432nd obviously is
all based in Green Bay. They're phenomenal.
Right,
they're unbelievable. But I'll tell you just a little bit about why we've got Rebecca on today.
She's in
here
Bayport.
Her cousin. Okay, here's Rebecca's cousin, Ms. Nelly. Oh boy, pronounce that last name.
Ms. Nelly
is a second grade teacher at Howard Elementary School. Every Veterans Day for the past 15 years or so, Nelly would send Rebecca a package with letters for all of her soldiers and veterans serving the Department of Army to thank them on Veterans Day. Yes, no matter how many names I send her each year, Nelly and the others make sure everybody receives a handwritten letter. We got you back there, Rebecca. So go ahead. I was just talking a little bit about your cousin, whose last name I cannot pronounce, and neither can the former mayor.
And my guess is that her students call her Miss
Nelly.
last name is Nelly Navasilets.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, well, now we know.
Yes.
All right. So tell us more about that. John read a little bit about... what a great thing that she's done with your troop. But tell us what we're doing today.
So today, over this last Veterans Day, and as you, I believe, read in the letter, disconnected there, so I didn't hear all of it. But over the last 15 years or so, Howard Elementary School and Nellie's class and some of the other teachers have been writing letters every Veterans Day to soldiers I work with and veterans that I work with that now serve as Department of the Army civilians for the Army Reserve. And every October she sends me a text that says, send me the list of names. And I, no matter how many names I send her, there's always a letter that comes in the mail and I go and hand deliver them to everybody that I work with. And this year, Mr. Bill Hamilton received a letter, and he and his office mates and soldiers were so moved by it that he decided to make a trip out to...
And tell everybody who he is, Rebecca. Tell everybody who he is.
Mr. Bill Hamilton, he's a retired colonel and currently serves as the senior civilian for mostly mobilization training and operations for the Army Reserve Command.
Okay, and wow. He's a West Point grad and everything?
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to make, he's going to make a special trip to meet those kids.
Yes, sir. This afternoon, he's making a special trip. What he really wanted to do was go and extend thanks and appreciation to not only the students for writing, their second graders, and their letters are all free handwritten, so they're hilarious and truly endearing and adorable, thanking soldiers and veterans for their service, and just reaching out to the community and to thank the teachers for supporting us throughout the years. So it's really a great, just a great event all around for Howard School, for the community of Green Bay, just showing the connection and the support that they have for not only the Army Reserve soldiers that are local, which I would consider myself local, even mm-hmm. though I don't live there or right now, but not only for the local community, but for the Army soldiers throughout the world, really.
But how important, Lieutenant, to get these kids Lieutenant Colonel.
You can call me Rebecca.
Yeah, let's just go with Rebecca.
Lieutenant Colonel Rebecca. To get these kids engaged at such a young age.
It really is that in Green Bay isn't a normal military town. A lot of Army Reserve units are in just average American towns, and so the children don't get exposed to the military and to soldiers and to veterans like they would in towns that have military installations or active component units. And they don't really know that a lot of the veterans and the soldiers amongst them, amongst their communities, are either Army Reservists or serving in some kind of reserve capacity. So they don't have that exposure and that opportunity. So it really is a great opportunity for them to see someone in uniform, see a veteran in uniform, and really kind of get an opportunity and an exposure to that type of service to community and service to country.
Well, that's I don't want to make the retired colonel feel old, but those kids that first wrote letters, they're not second graders anymore. They're like 23 years old. So
you know, they started. You're right.
You know? Yeah. And I how fast time goes, but I sure hope that the media and that these kids are going to be felt this appreciation from Bill as well, right? I mean, because the kids are still writing letters. Is that true? They're still doing this program?
So they do it every year.
They still do.
Yeah,
okay,
so
good.
This year, I believe we got about 30 something letters.
Nice.
And a lot of the soldiers send emails back to them. Some will send little packages with Army type gifts, and they'll send things back to the school. But it truly is something that is important for the veterans and for the soldiers. When we receive it, it brings smiles and cheer and joy, knowing that there are people out there and kids out there that are learning about the appreciation for service to country.
I just saw a story on the network news last night. I don't know if it was NBC or ABC network news, about a girl in 1967 who was writing to a soldier in Vietnam, and they just met up for the first time the other day. Did you see that, Todd?
I did. Cool story.
Wasn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
So these things do make more of an impact maybe than people would realize.
And that's what I'm saying. And I think the other thing I think that's really cool about this whole story is the fact that you're thanking these kids. And, you know, I think they do it out of love of their heart, like you said. I bet some of those letters are hilarious because they don't know what they know today, or some of them who first wrote. But I just think that connection, respect is going to be working very well today. And I really appreciate what you guys are doing. And Howard's a great school district. Damon's done a great job of you know, connecting these kids, not just academically, but socially too, with what's going on in the world.
And Rebecca, tell me one thing though, about how funny it is when like a, you know, a full general, like a 3-star general opens up the letter and how they address them.
So I provide, when I give the list of names, I give the rank, their rank, their first name, and their last name, and sometimes a letter that will say it's to someone who I would normally call General, whatever their last name is. For instance, my boss is a 3-star general, General Jody Daniels, and the kids will write a letter that says, "Dear Jody," to their friend. <It's> we would never call her that.
That humanizes
it. Really is endearing. It does. They like to ask if we, I had a letter where they asked if I drove my tank to work every day.
Oh my gosh. That's beautiful.
That's great. And yeah, they're going to remember this too. I mean, what a great program, and how cool it is that you're going out to Howard Elementary, right? That's where you are today at 2 o'clock?
Yes, sir. Howard Elementary. It's at, I think, around 1 o'clock today. It just, and honestly, this isn't about so much about the veterans and the soldiers. It's really about the school and the teachers and the children.
Right.
For doing something like this.
And we're going to
for carrying this out throughout the years.
We're going to try to give your cousin a quick call, too, then, after the break.
Oh, great.
All right. Hey, Rebecca Bronner, Green Bay. Last time I saw you, do you remember the last time I saw you?
Oh, gosh, it might have been at a Packer game.
Packer game up in the box. Remember that?
Up in the box.
Yes. Fun times. Rebecca Bronner.
Awesome. Go, Pack, go.
Congratulations on your amazing career.
Thank you, sir. And thank you so much. You all have a wonderful day.
Right. Thanks, Rebecca. Take care. Rebecca Bronner, Lieutenant Colonel. So proud of her. We'll be back. We got a full show coming up, folks. Yeah, Mind of the Mayor. Stay with us.
Here with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a good look at Thursday morning. A segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. We've talked about them a bunch, and you know what? We haven't talked about them enough because those are the kind of people they are. And how cool is it that just some of the people that we've had on, even Gizmo yesterday,
right.
He said after hearing us talk about Midwest Restoration, how he's like, oh man, I gotta, you know, cover up my water pipes and everything like that. So those are the kind of things they do. We'll get Ryan back on again very shortly. But 920 Midwest, Midwest Restoration. If you have water in your basement or mold, or unfortunately, if you have any kind of a fire, especially around this holiday season, your first call, of course, is 911 or something if you have a fire. But after that, with the damage, 920 Midwest. 920 Midwest, MWRestoration.com. Okay, we're following up now on Rebecca Bronner, Lieutenant Colonel, down at Fort Liberty, formerly Fort Bragg. Did you know they changed the name?
Yes.
Okay. And anyway, she's an amazing soldier, 432nd Civil Affairs Battalion, and her cousin, Ms. Nelly. We're just going with Ms. Nelly. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Because we can't pronounce your last name.
Right. Well, yep. No one can.
Is that what your students call you? Do people refer to you as Ms. Nelly, or how do you like to be addressed?
They call me Mrs. Navos a lot.
Really? Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, they must know a lot.
Yeah.
Get it? Navosalot? Know a lot?
Navosalot.
Well, was that a dad joke? That was such a dad. Todd, was that one of the worst dad jokes of all time?
It's pretty ouch. It's pretty ouch.
The kids know a lot because they know how to say Mrs. Navosalot.
Yeah, they're great.
They are.
Okay.
We underestimate the youth.
Okay.
They're terrific. Yeah. I love them. Okay, so we are just so impressed with what's going on with the Lieutenant Colonel who was on this morning, this letter writing campaign, and you play a big role in that. Tell us
how to get going.
So my school writes letters to the veterans every year, and we all the adults that we know, we submit letters, and families from our school submit addresses and names of veterans to write to. And so knowing that my cousin is in the military, every year I ask her, who are veterans that we can write to that you work with or that would love to get a letter from a student. And so my cousin every year sends me a list of names, mm-hmm. and my class and our school writes letters to the soldiers and all veterans that we get for the addresses. And my kids love it. We write letters, they draw pictures, they send them off, and they just are very excited to learn about veterans and the service that they do for our country.
Yeah, I think that's great. And you say your students are second graders, right?
They're second graders.
Eight, 9 years. And do other students in the school do that, or is it predominantly your class?
It's our whole school that does it. It's a school-wide event.
That is just awesome. You know what I like about, well, there's a lot of things I like about it, but soldiers are soldiers, right? And you
Absolutely.
Go back to World War One, to, you know, Absolutely. Afghanistan. And the other thing I like about what you do is this harkens back to just less technology.
An American tradition.
Like
sitting down and writing a letter,
right? Drawing a picture, writing a letter. Like, I think that's memorable it will be memorable for the students when they get a little bit older, but I mean, that's so much better than an email.
Absolutely.
And emails are great. I'm not taking anything or phone calls, but I mean, a letter is something you can save and you can read it again and again.
I mean,
again,
it's precious
again.
To see a little second grader writing something like this. And I was telling the story, I don't know if you heard, Nelly, to Rebecca, about on the national news last night, they had a story about a lady. A little girl from 1967 that was writing to a soldier in Vietnam, and they just met the other day for the first time ever. But he saved every one of those letters.
Yeah, they're very special. They're special for our kids too. Like they love the whole event. So,
How great will it be to have that man walk in full uniform today to greet all the kids?
And my students don't know he's coming yet, so I've kept that a secret from them because I really wanted to talk about today the importance of not only what my students do for the soldiers, but what the soldiers are now doing for my students and the second grade in general at our school. Oh. I'm very excited.
Well, we just got a text that, Miss Nelly, do we have a special guest coming in today?
Yeah, Miss Nelly, we're listening to you on the radio right now. Who's the guest?
We'll hear about it today.
No, they're not listening.
I was going to say, the only thing better when I was at school, the only thing better than a guest was, and I'm going to date myself so bad, was the slides. Remember the film slides or whatever it was called?
Yeah.
Did you remember those too? You remember those, right?
I do remember those.
Yes.
Why was that? Tell me why.
Because you didn't have to study. You didn't have to whatever. You could just sit back and watch the film slides. I used to love those.
Yeah. I loved the special guest when they'd come in.
Although most of the time for us, it was a priest, and that was never
good. That is true. They did the visiting priest. Visiting priest.
Exactly.
And he was like from like a church like 8 miles away. It's like, okay, come on, Father. You can do better.
But anyway, Nelly, this is so phenomenal what you do, and I think it's just fantastic you're being recognized for it. Do you want to say the name of the school you're at, or would you rather not?
Well, I would rather not. Okay. I just hope that my students know how special they are and that I love that this is getting out.
Awesome. All right. Fantastic. We think it's all great. Because of your cousin, Rebecca, that's doing it.
Right.
Thank you.
And I hope this continues, too. I mean, you know, no one likes war, but we're going to always have a military. Yep. And they need to be appreciated. And I think I can't speak for them, but I would think a letter from a second grader would be very meaningful.
Especially when that second grader addresses a three-star general as Jody.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah. Hi, right.
That's awesome.
Pretty honest. I mean, just the innocence of a second grader is awesome. And you're teaching them a great lesson besides all the reading, writing, arithmetic.
So, Ms. Nelly, congratulations on this. And please keep it going.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
happy holidays.
It's a
so
tradition
much.
That will continue.
Great. Beautiful. Thank you so much for taking the time to join
us. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Speaking of youth, that's great what they're doing out in that school district.
I think he meant you, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
Said,
we love our youth.
Speaking of youth, she's the youngest one in the studio today. But we are going to focus on...
Is that pretty much everybody we bring in? Let's be honest.
They're cooler than us. They're younger than us.
Yes.
It should go without saying, but temporarily, they're healthier than us. But John...
Oh, here we go.
No. Today, 1 o'clock, I'm going in for a complete physical, and it's like, Doc, I want to live a long time, and he's going to say, this is what you got to do, and I'm going to do it. This is it. I am all in. I am all in,
Todd, you taking notes?
I want this for him. I want him to do this.
I do too. Right.
We're having one day at a time.
It is.
We're having a Christmas party 2 weeks from tonight at my house, and I've got great food and drinks but I'm just.
It'll be rice cakes.
But you know what? Some of that stuff, I know a lot of people that are just
eating Heather Heil joining us.
Sorry, yes. More protein. And you just honestly, I every day you fail and you make mistakes, and that's okay. You just got to start over and one day at a time, Jim.
This is it.
Keep
you
going.
You guys are going to be like, I really didn't believe you when you said that on.
Do you have like a coach, a life coach, or that person that you can kind of.
You need accountability.
I have.
Yeah, you do.
The best. And I we have to talk about the Children's Museum in
Heil.
But I just want to say the
because you don't want me as that
was,
person. You don't want to be calling me and say, Johnny,
no.
I'm not sure what to do.
Just take the night off.
Have a drink. I won't worry about it.
You've worked hard. Have a drink. Don't worry about it. Get something to eat. Just relax.
Eat that big baked potato.
We'll deal with it tomorrow.
Put more butter on there.
No, the best health I ever was, you talk about a life coach. Really wish she wasn't. It was when my daughter was a senior in high school. And we would run together. We did the marathon together. But she was accountable, and sometimes I was telling Johnny, she'd get done studying at 9:30, and like, Dad, let's go to Western, and I'm like 9:30, I go to bed.
Yeah,
but I'd
go.
I would go. I was a good dad, and I would have spent time with her too. But I don't have that anymore. And
what about your wife? Would your wife want to do this with
she's
you?
Into
I don't
that.
Want to throw
what
her
about
under
Milton?
The bus. Yeah.
No, she's what she's into is the bar, the bar like John goes.
Oh,
to.
I was like, what?
No, the bar that.
Oh,
she,
yeah.
What do you mean?
B-A-R-R. It's bars and ballet, but it's strength and core.
She goes
it's a big thing.
I've never heard of this.
25 days a month. Yeah. Like, then you get some award.
Todd, you ever hear of this?
I never heard of this.
That's very, very popular. They're going to open up another one in Hoyt-Swamico.
It's like a bar studio, and there's like ballet bars in the studio, and it's a lot of core. And
I have a bar in my, I have an exercise room that you'll see on Thursday. I have a bar in there. Not a bar like John.
Do you use it?
No,
use it?
I don't.
And put on the tights and everything?
You guys, you know what he's got in his room? He's got a pole.
that I don't have.
Thunder from down under.
There's some.
It's the mayor.
I have a boxing. But that bar thing, I took that.
It's hard.
John, it is hard work.
It's
and
so
they only
hard.
Move your muscles a little bit, but it's just repetitive. Yep. And
holding them. Like, so you're holding in a position to build that
and then
strength.
The lady, get this. So I just said, I want to get to the Children's Museum and what you're doing for the youth. But I just want to say, so I was at that bar class, and it was like the third class, and I dreaded that. The bar isn't that high. What is it? Like 36 inches, maybe? Maybe 40 inches?
Yeah, maybe
whatever.
Like waist.
Okay, waist high.
Waist high, maybe?
So there's, I don't know, 20. I was the only guy in the class, but there's like 20 women in there, and they're like, okay, everybody, just put your leg up on the bar. And everybody put their leg up on the bar, Johnny. And I did. And I'm like, oh.
You got it up there?
No. I pulled a muscle.
Oh,
I had to go to the bathroom.
No.
I did. Johnny, I had a limp to the bathroom.
No.
I pulled a muscle.
Didn't.
I did. And then I was like, I was too embarrassed. I never went back. Yeah.
I just got a text from a buddy, Mike Pritzel. His wife, Lisa, was in here a couple of weeks ago talking about the she does dancing
dance.
For the
correct
yeah.
people
oh, yeah.
with Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Yep. And the elder. He just texts and goes, just want you to know, Lisa Pritzel is actually teaching a bar class right now as we speak at Western Racket.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
That mm-hmm. I tell you what, and it's not weights. I don't know anything about exercise, obviously. But
what did you have on when you did that?
Oh boy,
John, that's work, and it's an hour long.
Yeah.
And the music, mm-hmm. and they turn the lights down.
Did you have compression shorts?
It kind of feels like a yoga studio when you're doing it, but it's not yoga. It's just moving your muscles and training your muscles and that retention.
Waiting list was classes sell out. You wouldn't believe.
Okay, but do you lose weight by doing this, or is it just for more flexibility?
No, it's a health
thing. It's core strength. So we actually like at the museum at one point did a October Fest, and at the Lorelei we had a bar class there, and I thought I was going to die
because
it was so hard.
The people there are super friendly.
Yes,
this is the place
so friendly.
When I signed up, I thought it was 1 hour. But,
it's two hours. But you guys, like, stick with it, though. Like, you should really go back.
I know.
It's supposed to be hard at first. If it wasn't, everyone would do it.
No, I don't know.
Just
I know.
Please let us, like, broadcast it live.
Please,
yes.
Please let me come there.
John, I tell you, that is, and that's very, very popular right now.
It is.
I mean, those classes.
How did I never hear of this?
They probably 8 classes a day, 6 mm-hmm. classes a day. Mm-hmm. And if you don't sign up, they close
out.
The door because it's like 20, 20 people. But they're the friendliest people on the planet.
Yep.
This is bar on next to Panera.
There's a couple different
right
studios.
Right off of Oneida. Yeah, it's right off of Oneida. Right but that is a great, great place. And I did do it for, I signed up for, mm-hmm. it was a month. And that was a long month.
Yeah, it is.
How many times did you go in a month, honestly?
I'm not kidding you. I 5. And the people were super friendly, but you kind of get into it. It's kind of like running, right? When
it
you
is.
Get that, what do they call that? When you
runner's
that
high.
Runner's high.
Yeah, but it's, yeah,
endorphins.
Right.
Yeah, you just have to keep pushing through.
I was at that point one time in my life.
Good.
I really was. Like, I
haven't
that.
Experienced an endorphin in a long time.
No, neither.
I gotta be honest. Anyway, any shape, any form.
Johnny,
no endorphins here.
Johnny's at festival.
9 years. I'd like 9 years since I experienced an endorphin.
Oh, all of that. All of that.
Easy.
So. Anyway, I want to talk to my doctor today. Can I get that back? I think he's going to mm-hmm. say yes. But
I think you can.
Yeah.
Just one day at a time. Don't like look at the like long goal. Just be like, today I'm going to do this.
I'm excited because I'm one of those people that seek attention, and I'm going to be.
Wait a minute.
What? My wife tells me that.
Can you let Todd
My wife tells me that.
Go ahead.
I have been off because Con's been filling in for me. And that statement there is probably the statement of the year.
Uh-huh. And did you mark that down for the next promo?
I have it in my ass.
Thank you.
But I
will run for eternity.
But I think after I'm losing weight, people can say like, "Oh, you look great. What are you doing?" You know, I want
right.
that. I need people to seek my counsel again. So.
And
seek your counsel.
Like they will, and that is like the greatest reward when someone's like, "Oh my gosh, you look great!" And then you're
right.
like, "It's
and
worth
I can
this
say, you
effort."
Know, John, this is what you need to do. But right now, nobody does that. They kind of like walk by me, and It hurts. So I but it's up
Jeff,
to me.
There's no parking downtown. And how do I develop my core? Yeah.
What do you think of my glutes?
What do you think of my glutes? Well, let me show you here. Let me lift up my t-shirt and show you my glutes. I want your counsel.
All right, yeah. Well, I feel, see, I, but I'm enjoying this because see the focus. All right, let's talk about Heather.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We are talking.
Well, but it is health. I do work in the health, like
you do.
With health and healthy kids and how to do good things.
How to
we do.
Be healthy.
Yes.
And that's a life skill. We're going to get to that. Plus, you have all that Christmas stuff going
we
on,
do.
That book reading thing.
There's, Children's yes. Museum.
Yeah. It's we're going to get back. We're going to talk about the
Heather
Children's Museum.
Children's Museum of Green Bay, holiday events coming up at the museum, all kinds of stuff. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Hey, how terrible am I? So Heather Hyles with us from Children's Museum.
Right.
Her good friend, how should we describe your
my
friend?
significant other.
Oh, yes. A good friend of mine.
I will say, yes, absolutely.
Danny's one of the all-time great guys.
Yep. He is my best friend.
And he's donated some really cool Packer veteran type stuff that Jim and I are going to donate to this veterans group that we're going to go to breakfast with.
Yeah. So
this is
it's
awesome.
New stuff. Most of it has not been worn.
It's outstanding.
And so last night he said, hey, could you bring these to John and have him donate to his friends?
Absolutely.
So
awesome.
But then, so first thing I said is, well, you know, he really let me down.
I'm afraid of what you're going to say now.
And I see
how
Danny,
could he's like the nicest,
he's the nicest
human
guy
on the planet.
World, and I see him, every time I see him in the press box at DePere High School football games,
yes.
I always mention it to him pretty much. He gave me, back when I was a big time runner, okay, and everybody used to use.
When you were what?
A big time runner. I used to run a lot, okay? And I used to use, everybody used to use an iPod.
For
okay. He filled my iPod with the greatest music of all time.
Yeah, he's really into music.
It was
yes.
incredible. And it's like, you'd look forward to running. Because he had such great stuff on there. And he had like college fight songs and this cadence type stuff that would get you when you're, that made such a difference.
Totally. I want to comment on that. Music, we've talked a lot about music and how it can bring you back to a safer time, a more pleasant time, but it also, energy, there's a lot to music and you can download the cadence you want, you know, six minute mile, 8 minute mile, 10 minute mile.
It makes such a difference.
Walk.
In fact, you know what? This is a true story. Julius Caesar was the first person to realize that. He said soldiers could march twice as far when they brought a band or whatever is with them or had music than without. No kidding.
I believe
Julius
that.
Caesar
actually
said that.
That was
100%.
The other thing I want to say about music, and I don't know what your significant other downloads or what, but.
Oh, it's whatever.
But I was going to say, I want to this is my point. When I was back in the day running with Anna, we switched. It was what's that called? What you download, your playlist.
Sure.
I couldn't believe how similar it was. You know, she's...
Between you and who? Your daughter?
Your daughter.
Wow.
Like, she had the
That's
Beatles
cool.
on there.
Yes.
She had...
you did a good job,
We like musicals. Mm-hmm. I mean, we both like that. But I was surprised when I picked up and took her playlist and she took mine, how similar it was. And I thought that was kind of cool because I think
That's
music
very
can...
That's cool.
Yeah.
Because music... Running music is kind of running music. You know, Sean Ryan does a great job with those training runs.
Right.
I'm sure your significant other probably helps him a little bit with that. But anyway, we're going to talk about the youth.
But I got it. My iPod got wet one time.
Oh,
and
no.
like I left it in my like sweats and threw them in the washer type thing.
Nice.
So it was
good,
done.
Good
yeah, it's done then.
Done.
Before
well,
the cloud.
So little though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That it's like you don't even feel them in your pocket.
Okay, so how did he let you down?
Because he hasn't done a new one for me.
Oh, okay. So you need a new playlist.
So because of that, I haven't run in like 9 years.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It's totally
it's all you, Dan.
It is Dan's fault.
Yeah. I'll get on that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has one. He can just
that would
zip
be great.
You.
Okay.
Heather, times two.
9 years I've been waiting for him to get through to me.
Yeah. Times two. I want that playlist too. But it's maybe 9 minute miles.
Okay, 9 minute miles.
If he does a cadence, you know how you can...
Yeah, I do.
You take it to that?
Right?
Yeah.
Nine.
9 minutes?
I'd be about 10.
Okay. Between 9 and 10. 10-minute miles.
Right. We'll if he has music that...
Guess what we're doing for date night tonight, honey? We're making playlists.
For two short, fat old guys.
But you'll get a lot of shout-outs for that. Hey, we got to... Okay, I want to talk
about... It'll be like the slowest music ever.
No.
Waltzes.
Having my baby. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Please. That's back in my head. All right. Heather, you... program manager. I don't exactly what your title is, but the Children's Museum, which is just a great facility here in Green Bay.
I was downtown. So impressed that night we were there.
Yeah. Johnny and I were over there for kickoff fundraiser, which was great. A.J. Dillon and a lot of community members were there because of this needed expansion, but kind of something that probably should have been done a few years ago. I mean, you're busting at the seams when these kids come out there. And you're connecting them to the holidays. With some very cool things. So tell us a few things that are going on with the Children's Museum.
Absolutely. It really is a crown jewel that a lot of best kept secret. Yep. And we want to change that. And we find a lot of people will say, well, I don't have littles anymore. Well, you have grandkids, you have nieces, you have nephews. And
neighbors.
Before like I get into like some of the things we have coming up, this is a great gift. If you are looking to get a family a gift experience, we have year memberships for those families. Or if you're looking to do something for a family, we do low-income gifts as well so that they can come to our museum for free. We believe that play is the right of every single child. So if someone comes to our museum and says, we would really like to use this educational tool and play, but we can't afford it, we're going to help them because someone has gifted on the
Fantastic.
Back end. So we will help put that together too. So we can help you with that holiday gift giving.
Awesome. And I think I want to talk about some of the events that are coming up in the near term, like tomorrow. But what a great thing that, because parents have to maybe do things for the holidays. And if you could take even the neighbor kids to the museum for a couple hours to one of your events. But tell us what's coming up.
We have an adult fundraiser coming up next week at Gather on Broadway, which Jim will be at. John, I don't know if you're going
to
be there.
I'd love to.
Is that close to, I think, is that sold out yet?
It's almost sold out. So go online and if you're going to want to like get tickets, if you're going to want to go, it's going to be a really fun night with John Kelly.
John Kelly's awesome.
And that's for the adults and that's a fundraiser. Then of course we have our annual, and this is almost sold out as well, Breakfast with Santa event. We literally take over Mackinac's, which they are so amazing, and we put everything Christmas under one roof. So you walk up and there's live reindeer. You walk in and a snow princess is there to meet you. Her name might be Elsa. Then you go and have your breakfast. You go meet the big guy and talk to him. You give him your letter. You are going to decorate your gingerbread cookies thanks to festival. You are going to have hot chocolate. You are going to do a building exercise to have a gift to give to someone else. So it's a full event for you to come with your family. And we have families that come every year that bring grandma and grandpa.
That sounds fantastic.
It is. It's a great, wonderful, warm, fuzzy event. So, and again, all of this is at gbchildrensmuseum.org. And it's a events and just scroll down and you'll be able to get the tickets to those events. And then also on New Year's Eve, you want to tire those kiddos out before midnight. We do a noon Year's Eve. So come to the museum during the day and we do ball drops at 11, 12, and 1. So at noon, the Green Bay Metro Fire Department comes. They hoist up a ball from their ladder truck. You count it down, bubble wrap, confetti, all of the crazy. And it's really a fun day.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's just, there's stuff to do. There are winter camps. You're looking, your kids should not tell you they're bored. And if they do, shame on you because you have a children's museum in your backyard.
Can you leave this? I want to promote that Breakfast with Santa every day between now and December 9th.
I'll leave that.
Yep.
Leave these with us.
Yeah,
we're going to keep promoting this stuff. Yep. Heather Heil, GBChildrensMuseum.org. Wonderful place.
Thank you guys
so much.
We love it.
And people who come out and use it,
we're making a difference.
And there's an expansion coming up.
There is.
And we need people to get behind that.
We do. Support us.
GBChildrensMuseum.org is the website. And I mean, this is all about the youth, and you do a great, great job in this community. Thank you for what you're doing, Heather.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing the news.
Tell Danny to stop worrying so much about the Packers and worry about Jim and I, okay?
Right.
Man, all right? Don't make us call Mark Murphy. Heather Heil, thank you so much for what you do in the community.
Thank you.
Appreciate filling in for me last week. Thanks.